whether you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
For the very last time this year, Australia, it's Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Should I be crying because it's our last show?
Oh, you will be in a minute.
Oh, really?
Hello,
Dangerous
Dave. Hi, Mick. Hi, Jane.
Hello to all our listeners around Australia. Thank you for a cracking year. We love you dearly.
We do.
And we will be back for more next year.
Well, that's a good news story.
It is indeed. But before we get there, it's business as usual. We're going to play. This is a request show. We're going to play bits that people have requested. You'll be surprised at what they've
requested. That's very interesting. I like to hear that.
Some funny bits, some sad bits, and some outright ridiculous bits.
Well, the ridiculous
day.
Will involve
too much.
Better not be any of me, and I won't play it.
Oh, you must have put it together. It's
that said, we also have a couple of very special in-studio guests. Adam Rosenbach is swinging by.
Fantastic. Also, Dave Reynolds, our mate.
The great Dave Reynolds.
And someone, I think I've met her, but I can't remember, but I love her. It's Pia Miranda.
I have met Pia Miranda, and she's a
and
delight.
She's coming in because she's in a great new
great show called Mustangs.
She is indeed.
We're going to let you tell you all about it.
We've got Mick's GoFundMe.
That's right. That'll go up. Clown of the Week, as usual, which will be a best of. We've got packages of the great clowns of the week.
And very special, we're also playing all the live music. Well, our favourite live music. Well, we loved it all.
Fancy came in and recorded for us live.
People came in, yeah. Some pretty big names, everyone.
We're going to take your calls. We're going to take your tweets. We'll get through it, but let's start at the top. Welcome me home.
Well, do you want me to give you a big cuddle? Hang on.
Oh, a bit lower. Oh, that's good.
Hang on. Have you watched that? Teacher.
No, you get that one from Sydney down to forensics. Last night's was a bit ripe too. Congratulations to everyone in Newcastle for coming.
You loved last night in Newcastle.
I had a great night. Got a little unhinged. I tell you what, they loved
it. What do you mean unhinged?
Just a little loosey-goosey towards the end. But they loved their Brick Lane up there. We were almost run out of stock. They were guzzling
the
pale ale. And yes, it was. There's hardly any left for the host. It was a fantastic.
I was thinking about this when I knew I was going to see you. And you've been up and down the east coast of Australia. And we know that everyone's doing it tough because the bushfires have gone crazy. And people are putting on of social media that there's smoke everywhere. But there's a bit of light when you go to a pub and you have a bit of a beer with Mickey. And a lot of those people were fighting fires,
a good bunch.
They?
A lot of the people there were, some of our listeners were fireys. Yeah. There was a husband and wife couple who had come straight from fighting fires to be there.
That's awesome.
So it's all good. Newcastle was great. It's a happy home for me.
It's
really
a happy
love
home.
That joint.
And, you know, you're pretty famous in Newcastle. You've made it into the Newcastle Herald.
Oh, really?
It's a great paper, by the way.
It is a ripping paper. But
actually, there's a full page.
What?
Well, it's a three-quarter page. Underneath you is an ad for a funeral parlour. I don't know if that's
what is wrong with
you? If that's linked in any way. I've read this article with great interest. First of all, it's very much about you. Scott Bevan interviewed you and he said, as much as he'd probably consider this statement deeply insulting, Mick Malloy is a Renaissance man.
Insulting? You.
How far back do we have to go?
I would be insulted if I knew what it meant. What is a Renaissance man?
Well,
what does that mean?
All I'm thinking of someone in a puffy shirt and, you know, swashbuckler.
Pantaloons.
Pantaloons.
Don't mind
if
I do.
Which you don't mind doing that. You do vaguely at the very end of the article mention me.
I mention our great working relationship.
Oh, well, you say Jane Kenny and Mick Malloy have been friends and workmates for about 30 years. This is to quote Mick. Jane would probably call it less than that because it would be giving away her age. I beg your pardon. I did start radio when I was 12.
Did
adding, they had worked together in a range of disciplines, TV, radio, live, film. We've never worked together. And then you have a great suggestion, Mickey. Maybe there'll be a remake of Misery. Or something we could both be involved in. So I'm the Kathy Bates character. Every day I'm the Kathy Bates character.
Hey, that was good fun. Thank you, Newcastle. Guess
what?
We boot home the Brick Lane pub crawl
in Melbourne
this afternoon.
Wow.
The London Tavern. Oh. We've got staff coming down. We've got dignitaries flying in.
I'm very worried, actually.
We've got the rank and file. Yes. Dave, are you coming?
I'm coming. I'll
you
be
can't.
There.
You're on a plane to Paris,
no,
I believe.
No, I'm actually going to London. So you're going to the London Tavern. I'm actually going to London.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
yeah. That's how this show
isn't
works.
That, in a nice little bow.
Oh,
isn't
I got a few meetings.
It's the last show. Jane, are you a bit teary? Are you?
Not
are you,
yet.
Because you have been over the years. Oh. Now, this is our request show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've had many, many requests.
For what?
For you on the blunt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I don't encourage this.
I beg your pardon. You've put it in. I didn't even know it was going.
Here we go. Have a listen. This is Jane. No. Over all the right. course of the year, occasionally just hearing
God
that.
Bless me.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
Tokyo. Thank you very much.
Good to see you, Glenn. Okay, you've made Jane Kennedy cry again.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Kennedy.
Sorry about that.
I need to give you a hug. The worst death pushed off a cliff by his brother with the tiny baby little line cub going, Dad!
Hug, Simba.
It's the most distressing.
What is wrong with you?
And then the uncle says to the baby line cub, what did you do? Look what you've done. You've killed your father.
My daughter Mia, it's her last official day of school today, graduating.
She is officially leaving the nest.
It's emotional when you just sort of realise that for all those years, it's, oh, don't you do this.
Seriously,
to me.
No, seriously. Jane, tell us how you feel. What did it mean to you today?
She's gone. Jane, that took like 19 seconds.
But I'm on edge.
Hero looks up and instinctively threw herself in front of the kids and took the bullets.
And the dog died.
Oh, Jane. I don't know whether to laugh or cry either.
That's just a sample of you going the plump. You really do.
That actually made me go the plump then.
Yeah, I know. You're back at it.
Oh,
you'll be right.
God.
That was
I'm only human.
Steve Killer up
so good.
On Facebook requested that and amongst many others. So there we go. All right, all Dave, right. Let's get into this. When we come back, a bit of a rap clown of the week.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Defecating on streets.
He's gone to sleep.
But surely it can't be this guy again.
Knock, knock, may I come in?
Who will be...
A clown, a complete clown.
Clown of the year. Whatever you need to clean, get that old baby feeling with a Karcher pressure washer. Karcher, life's most satisfying clean.
What? Oh, baby.
Why is everyone laughing out in the production team?
I laugh at Maddie's attempt to rev it up a bit. He's only got one gear. And it's close to negative. It's close to reverse.
Come on.
Mate, Matty Dower, everything you hear today has been packaged up and bagged up by the best producer in the business.
He really is.
100%.
Thank you. Well, you know what we're going to do? Let's get him in. Can one of our producers, if you're listening, can you go and get him something moving from me, like a present?
Thought about it beforehand.
No. And we'll give it to him live on air at the end of the show. Well,
right.
Get him something that he'd like, whatever he'd like. Actually, get him some Brick Lane. There's some in my fridge.
What about everyone else?
Yeah, what about...
Or you just have got favourites on this team.
And by the way, at the Brick Lane end, the wrap of the today, guess who's coming down? Adam Rosenbarks, who's our guest on today's show.
Yes.
And Dave Reynolds, who's the guest on today's show. I think he's going to swing by.
Fantastic.
And have a few brewskis.
I reckon Dave do some stand-up.
You know what, Dave? I reckon we could get Dave to do a Brick
Give
Lane,
him
a Brick Lane shoey.
Oh, great idea.
He could do the first ever Brick Lane shoey.
We better call him and make sure he wears shoes today. He's coming
thongs,
in very
soon.
Do a thongy.
Do a thongy.
You can do a thongy. Now, listen, we've packaged up a clown of the week. We're not even going to go through it. There's only one, Donald Trump. You know that. So congratulations, Donald Trump. We've made some montages.
It's clown of the year.
Clown of the year, pardon me. So we've made some montages. We're going to play. But someone has just rung in as we speak and made a request, and she's not the only one who's requested. Bronwyn, hello.
Oh, hi, Mick. How are you going?
I'm fascinated by people want to hear this, but go away. What is it you would most like to hear from us this year?
Oh, I would like to hear that awkward interview with Dylan Moron. Oh, no, sorry, Moran.
Bronwyn, Moran. I agree. It was
Moran,
I tell you what you heard on air was one thing. What was off air was even more awkward.
And we've condensed this down to just the most awkward bit. But there was a fair bit He turned without
but
good reason.
There was no reason. We were welcoming and warned, but I
couldn't
I
be
think
more friendlier.
We couldn't be more friendly.
We were warned that he was capable of this.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah,
but I mean, he's dabbling in comedy, so can we keep it up?
So, Bronwyn, his chief complaint seemed to be that we were going too far back in time into his resume.
He didn't like that.
Resume.
No,
let's have a listen. So you've been a stand-up since 92.
Can I just say, you love dates in here and talking about how long ago things started. It's really depressing. Can you cut this shit out right now?
What would you like to talk about?
Come on a second. I mean, do you want me to talk about when you were born?
Oh, is that a follow-up question?
No,
you interrupted me.
You keep talking about how old I am, when everything started, comedy 385 years ago.
Holy hell. No, we weren't doing that. We were pumping you up.
That's his famous sense of humour coming through.
Yeah, that's it.
Dylan Moran.
Hey, we've got a prize for you, Bron.
What have we got?
We've got a Kartcher coming your way. You can take full control around your home with a Kartcher pressure washer.
Hey, Bron, that's our last Kartcher for the year, and it's a sad moment.
You're going to love that, Bron.
Kartcher have been a great friend of the show.
They have. Thank you, Kartcher.
I'll tell you what.
It's very empowering to hold a Kartcher in your hand, trust me.
I felt like I needed to be Kartchered after the Dylan Moran
interview.
Yeah.
In fact, you might need to Kartcher now.
I just can't work out I still to this day mystified. I'm not upset because it was really amusing. I thought, found the whole thing quite funny. But what it was that triggered
But we were also told off there. He was said, don't ask this and don't ask that. And we go, what the hell? That's too ridiculous. We're too old for that. Rubbish.
But I think he's clean and sober now. I think he used to drink a bit. So
good old days.
Get back on the booze. Hey, thanks, Bronwyn. Well done. Yes, good. Stop calling about Dylan Moran.
That's fine.
It was one of my favourite bits as well.
But we've got a montage of clowns.
Do you want to hear some of our clowns over the journey? Here we go.
We started the year with an official royal clowning of Prince Philip when he crashed his Land Rover into this woman's Kia.
I'm still waiting to give a statement to the police, which I am shocked by.
He was escaping from the Queen.
He escaped from everyone. He didn't have his security detail. He's gone rogue. He's gone on a Thelma and Louise.
He's too old to be driving, by the way.
Well, what age do you stop people driving?
Yes, I'm saying when you're 65. I want someone to stop me when I'm 65.
It's in the next 3 years.
Mick clown Jane for suggesting she could rough it out in Africa on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
You would be terrible. You couldn't do it.
Not.
You don't stay anywhere where there's not a minibar. I said you refused to walk inside a Best Western.
That's rubbish.
Come on, Jane.
I would hide some in the ground.
Glamping.
I would smuggle it in a secret way only women know how.
And Jane clowned Mick for running his scurrilous Jane for Today campaign.
Because you have been angling to do the show.
No, I haven't.
You have.
And you set up a stupid campaign.
Watch your back, Deborah and I.
Let's hear from Deborah.
The ratings are boosting and it's great to see two women
fronting
the show.
Well, there's only one way they can go, which is up.
Oh, my God. Deborah, my apologies.
Deborah.
No, look.
Feel like on postcards, Deborah.
Can you believe I have to work with this every day?
Oh, look. You deserve a medal, Dan.
Thank you, I know.
Caller Dan had this one.
I think Dangerous needs a clowning.
Wow, what for?
Probably causing his son some psychological issues.
My son, who's 12, is inheriting our bed.
Wait a minute, that.
That's a 12-year-old boy's worst nightmare, surely.
That would have been the bed he was conceived on, come to think of it.
Don't tell him that.
He'd be curled up on the floor in the fetal position.
You idiot.
Nicolas Cage gave us this entry from a karaoke bar.
He's often up to no good and weird-ass behaviour, but he's taken it to a new level.
What's he done?
With this rendition of Purple Rain.
Mick had this clown.
It was about 25 minutes to go on the program.
That's right.
And we're all pedalling like maniacs, trying to keep all the balls in the air. And you had this to say.
Is it nearly over? No. We've got miles to go, you clown. Oh, we were going to ask people something.
Did you say, is it nearly over?
Yes.
No, we've got miles to go.
We are on air, by
the way. That's the enthusiasm we need.
Dane's tried to kill off Jim Whaley.
What am I, Jim Whaley?
Jim Whaley, rest in peace.
Do you really?
Yes.
He's been dead for years.
And caller Don was straight to the phone to clown him.
Jim Whaley is alive and well.
And how do you know this, Don?
I worked on his house on Monday.
I'm sorry to the Whaley family.
And following a sensational performance from Rob Thomas, a certain someone was shut down claiming they could perform the song better.
Who did?
You did.
You did.
Yeah, I must be lonely.
Look, not how I would have done it, but I think
understandable.
You've bought
understandable.
A chance.
But that's why I'm rich.
And that concludes the first installment of Kennedy Malloy's Clown of the Year. Back with more after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
And thanks to Karcher too, which you can Karcher. Take full control of your home with the Karcher pressure washer.
What a Christmas present.
If I was on Christmas Day and there was a big box under the tree for me and it was a Karcher, I would honestly pash anyone who gave that to me.
I'd get a stiffy.
Oh. Okay. Well, you've gone down that track. And that's you.
Hey, listen, let's get into it. Now, thank you. Thank you, Karcher.
I'm sure they're so thrilled Dave, to probably, be on this
how many,
show.
How many have you stolen?
I've got one, Karcher.
You probably
I haven't stolen.
Eight.
I was.
Mate, you are a classic. I've never. I'll five fingers.
No, he's nervous now. He's not. Dave. It's not a five-finger discount.
I was given that by the fine people at Karcher, and I love it.
We have another Clown of the Week montage coming up. But before we do that, can I put a good horse in there?
No,
a
you horse. Can't.
Yes, I can.
You know you can't.
Victory. Approach Stop James it. Horse, which was entered into the Oaks. Well, that was a late entry.
Can I just say, it's very big deal to get a horse in the Oaks.
Right.
For a start.
That's right, it is.
With a great Michelle Payne.
With Michelle Payne, a Melbourne Cup winning jockey. Mm. The odds come in from 100 in one of the biggest plunges in a fine cotton style
plunge. Not really plunges.
It's like a reverse fine cotton.
That's right.
So that is not true.
It's 100 to 1, starts at about 16 to 1. Yeah. It's incredible odds.
Some knucklehead put $1,000 on it. We're all do that.
Let's have a listen to James Horse. As they cross the line, you're listening for Victory Approach.
Miami Bound in front, 100 metres to go. She's toughing it out. She's won the Oaks for Damien Oliver. Miami Bound wins it by 3 lengths. Second, Never Listen. Moonlight made third from Beauty Bolt. Then Gamay and Vegas Jewel. Next, presently, Stick 'em Up, Silent Sovereign, Song Brocade, Amazing Piece, Foxborough, and Ocean Miss. And Victory Approach has been pulled up and is just going to walk over the line.
Because she's a lady and she goes, I'm done with this and this is
walks
rubbish.
Walks over the line.
Okay, so what I'm going to play for you now.
Can you get a photo of that?
No.
Your horse walking across the finishing line.
Oh, you're all so smug. You're all so...
Straight to the pool room.
You're loving this, aren't you? Okay, you know I have another horse with Michelle Payne.
I can't remember. I don't know. What else have we got today?
This is another horse that I have, Tenacity Miss, with Michelle Payne. Okay, Michelle Payne's riding this. And isn't it interesting that you focus on the horse that loses, but you pay no attention to the race we won? Let's have a listen. Let's have a listen to Michelle Payne riding Tenacity Miss last 200 metres.
Tenacity Miss starting to lift and then Magic Reward, Million Dollar Lunch and Tenacity Miss. It'll be Tenacity Miss. Tenacity Miss has won it by a head on Million Dollar Lunch, Magic Reward, and it's a rah.
She's won it.
Yeah, I'm guessing you had a share in Million Dollar Lunch as well.
I beg your pardon.
That sounds like you.
How dare you?
You could have got the Quinella there.
Oh, no, it's not so funny.
Where
is it when I win?
It was Birdsville or something.
Who cares? It was Ballarat.
It's not a great vibe going on.
What do you mean?
No crowd or anything.
There was a crowd. Oh, right, the Ballarat boy. Good on you. Good on you.
Last day.
Oh,
people.
No, you're sore losers. You are. All right, let's play the rest of Clown of the Week.
I'm a sore loser. Victory Approach. Sore. Is that sore?
It's just so sad.
To live past the post. Yeah,
yeah. I'm not even listening anymore.
Yes,
I've tuned out.
Hey, we've got another montage. Here we are.
We continue Clown of the Year with 2019's strangest AFL wager between Carlton supporter Andy Lee and King of Tigerland Mick.
The loser has to eat one pube of the other man.
God. Did you run this by anyone?
No.
I want silver service. Yes. I want my new in here to present it. Hey, Andy, don't fill up on bread. I'll probably go tempura pube.
We clowned Miss Nude Australia organisers for disqualifying Harley Van Dangerfield over this incident.
In the middle of her pole routine, a curtain behind her set fire, triggering the strip club's fire alarms and sprinklers. Every fireman in Adelaide turned up. Every single fireman. They should have slid down the pole. Hey, where are the fireys? Half of them were probably already there.
Oh, my God.
We're on it, Chief.
Caller Eugene had this entry.
I want to clown you, Vic.
Clown me? How dare you?
You squealed like a stuck pig about not being able to get the ashes.
That's right. I couldn't get the ashes. I've been waiting 6 months for it. Nine only have it for another one round.
I understand for one part of the 2 hours, but for the whole 2 hours we had to...
Oh, it feels like the segment's been going on a long time too, Eugene. What do you do for a job, Eugene?
A sawmiller.
Bore everyone shitless down the hill there.
Jane captured herself well and truly with this clown.
I went to the car wash, the drive-through one.
So?
Well, what's the most stupid thing you could do when you go through a car wash when you sit in the car?
Oh, no. I don't know, Jane.
I have the windows down.
What are you talking about?
I did swear, like, there's no tomorrow. The dog just
looked at me. The dog
was in the back. Dry as a bone.
Even the dog looks judgy.
Yeah, she was like, oh, my God.
How did we end up here?
Nick, in full holiday mode, was struggling to get his head around live broadcasting from Noosa with this entry.
I saw people on flights, the Veronicas.
What are you talking
to? I'm on air.
Oh.
Real professional outfit here. Mick sitting on the couch, not realising. Who are you talking to, says Mick.
And the honour of announcing our final clown of the year goes to caller Hamish.
We got a clown, Prince Andrew. I mean,
oh, my God.
It's not going to get any bigger than this.
Definitely clown of probably the year. I think this is the one that really is the most bizarre. It's about the fact he doesn't sweat.
She described dancing with you and you profusely sweating.
There's a slight problem with the sweating. I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat. I didn't sweat at the time because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at.
Okay.
And it's only because I have done a number of things in the recent past that I'm starting to be able to do that again.
This has been Kennedy Malloy's Clown of the Year.
The clown, the complete clown.
He is. Oh, Prince Andrew. Yeah.
Well,
there it
congratulations, Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew. Won one prize this year. That is true.
He
isn't
could probably
it?
Come and accept it because he's been stripped of all
his
official duties.
Well, he's got nothing
duties.
To do, has he?
That is fantastic.
Yeah,
news.
Thank you very much, Maddie, for putting that
well
together.
Well done, Maddie. They are
Thanks
gold.
To Carter as well for clown this
Carter,
year.
Carter, thank
it.
You.
Yes,
you're
indeed.
The best. Get one over Christmas. Yeah. It's the perfect time.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Case those people who
you talked me
you're
into
not
it
do
and
this.
You bullied me.
Have a look.
If we make the grand final, what about
well, yeah, so
let's
the
do
grand
it? Wait, block it in.
If we, so make if the we win final. The preliminary final, you'll do the troll for that
yes,
grand
I will.
Final show.
No, I will. I'll do it if we win the grand final. You don't go. You don't go get a tattoo because you made a grand final, do you? So
no. So you afterwards
this is
and you
history.
Won, and so you stick true to your word and you be a proper
and
Australian.
Since then a lot of waters flowed under the bridge.
It doesn't matter.
A lifetime of difference.
Everyone I know is saying, "Oh, has Mick got his hair cut?"
Alana, who cancelled on you?
You did.
I beg your pardon. What have I done?
Yeah, I missed out on seeing you with the troll haircut after Richmond won the premiership.
When are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it for the first episode of Front Park.
All right.
Next
well, that
year.
Makes
so,
more
does
sense.
Does that make sense?
It does. I think that's a much better idea, so it can be revealed on the first episode back next year.
And I will do it.
Thanks to Christopher
Thank
Romerill, by the way, on Facebook, who requested
Thank
that.
Thank you. See?
Oh, Mr. Big Mouth. Oh, I'm going to get the troll haircut. Oh, yeah, Richmond win grand final. You know what happens? When Richmond win the grand final by such a long margin,
that's good.
All those cocky Richmond supporters, oh, my God,
I could have got
so
the troll
unbearable.
At half-time. That's how
oh,
confident I was.
Is that really how you want to speak? Yeah. Is that really
should've
what you want to do?
Should have got it at quarter-time.
Oh, my God.
Could have gone and got...
Oh, well, strap yourself in for next
boring
year.
Game of football it was.
Jay,
anyway.
Hey,
terrible.
Hey.
He was.
All of you. Shut up, Dave.
When are you going to get the troll haircut?
I
and
will
explain
get the...
for people who don't know, what is the troll haircut?
Well, Marbio Choll's one of our players. He's a great player. He's the future of the club. He's...
Oh, you've been sucking up to him. I don't think he likes you.
He's got a haircut with a yellow tinge through it. Mm.
And it looks great on him.
It's yellow. Yeah. Well, it does because he's of African descent.
Yeah.
Whereas
so I'm trying to imagine
pasty
it on you.
Face Ricky over here.
But you will do it. You've promised for the first episode of the Front Bar
stop,
next year.
Everyone leave me alone. Everyone stop harassing me in the street.
Oh, poor
stop
Mickey.
Stop harassing my social media sites.
Oh, gosh.
I'm very angry at you all.
Sorry you're so popular.
I will do this. When we get back all at right. the third, maybe 50-50.
Oh, you got to do
I
it.
Oh,
sure.
My God. You know what? If
I'm
you don't
see
do
if
it,
works.
I'm going to come on the front bar with the raise. I'm going to do it
do
myself.
It.
If I can't do that, I'll get the huggy bear.
Okay.
I'll get a huggy bear.
Hey, by the way, Christopher, who got through on Facebook, we're going to get you $100 free fuel thanks to United Petroleum as well. Free Fuel Friday happening.
I wouldn't be
here
rewarding that idiot.
On Kennedy and Malloy.
Hey, it's time to introduce our
here
next
he
guest.
It's been a massive 2019 for our next guest, David Reynolds. His rivalry with Scott McLaughlin ramped up in Townsville.
He came up and just wanted to know what I did, and my girlfriend was yelling at him and stuff.
He inked the biggest deal in supercars history with Erebus.
Eddie always said, if you want to drive for me, you can drive me for life. Then I said, let's make it official.
Bathurst was another tough one this year.
Where are you as we speak?
Well, I literally just drove from Bathurst to Melbourne.
Hope you weren't held up behind the safety car.
Too soon? The Gold Coast left him, well...
Shut up! Don't laugh at me! I'm back at...
And he booted home the year with his podcast Below the Bonnet, taking out two Supercars Media Awards and finished the Supercars season in sixth spot. Now he returns for a final time this year as we welcome back to the show, David Reynolds.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You know what I'd love to call you, and I think this is a compliment. You're the bad boy of motor racing.
Really? I'm not bad. I love everyone.
No. I know you do, but I like the way you rock. I like your style.
I'm just different.
Well, no, you're
I'm an odd. Yeah, oddball, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Maybe that's who I'm attracted to. I do work with Dave and
you are an absolute ripper, mate, and we want to thank you for coming in over the year. Yeah. We've had great fun with you. We've talked about them all, and even that idiot Scott McLaughlin. He's
from New Zealand, isn't he?
He's Kiwi.
Oh, what a dropkick.
Do you agree? Some days he can be. Most days he's all right. Just when he's hating on me, I don't really.
Yeah,
like
right.
That,
well, we get it. There's a rivalry there that's as good as any in sport, and it bodes well for next year. Thank you. Now, you've been hassling me every so often.
For a couple of years, Mickey, you've been on this.
You see, you come in here and you say, what's your beef? Yeah. I haven't had a beer with you.
You still haven't. What's going on?
We're going to sort that out this afternoon at the closing chapter of the Brick Lane
London
Aussie pub crawl at the London Tavern. Come down.
Yep.
I'm shouting free beer.
Free beers.
You
Dave,
want to bring some mates?
Dave, have you got any mates?
No,
I've actually
pre-planned this, and a couple of my mates are coming. Jack Perkins and Cam Waters, he's another driver as well. They're coming down for free beers. Anytime they say free beers, everyone's going to come.
Who's the designated driver?
No one.
Uber.
designated driver. But what about this? Are you prepared to do a Brick Lane shoey?
Absolutely.
Whoa! Yeah.
Oh, you've got shoes on. That's good. They're not thongs.
I'll bring my thongs. It's a spare.
Brick Lane thongy.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I'm going to get shit faced.
I don't know. That's exactly what we're saying.
Dave, that's very appropriate.
It's Friday night.
It's a Friday night.
Yeah.
I say we go on a bender. I say we.
Oh, definitely. Where are we going to end up?
Do not say on air, please, where you're going to end up.
Where will
I end up? I'll wake up in Bali probably.
Dave, I've loved talking to you because never underestimate what a difficult professional job you have.
Well, thank you.
No, because it is. I mean, I've grown up in the world of car
driving,
racing.
Driving
Mick, you
fast.
Don't understand it, but I do.
Grew up in the world of motor racing. What, she wore a banana suit to a racetrack.
I told you.
Her
my
dad,
old man
Dave,
was very involved
Dave?
In the, in
her
the
old man was involved.
Formative days with Alan Moffat and Peter Brock.
She thought she was going to be a grid girl. And when he got there, he popped her into a banana costume.
Well, look at me. I wasn't gifted in that area.
Let's just say the banana costume came home covered in bruises. Hey,
but I want to say, I still marvel at what you do when you go out and race.
Oh,
it's bloody hard.
Yeah, some days it can
tell
be
you
hard.
What else you were saying just before he came in.
What?
You were saying he's under the thumb. She reckons Tahan rules
well,
with
she
an
does.
Iron
oh, definitely.
Fist.
She Daniel agrees with me.
When she goes to the bank and writes down her assets, like I'm one of them. definitely.
And you have a beautiful girlfriend, and we may have asked a few times that she should
I'd
be
say
your
she's beautiful too,
she should be your fiancée.
Oh,
hey, what's happening there? Is there any? Maybe we could make an announcement tonight.
Let's do it.
On stage.
What about
maybe.
The Brick Lane? That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be good for your show, but it doesn't help my cause. I've always told you ever since I've come on the show, my deal is with her. If she gives me 2 years trouble free, I'll marry her.
2 years travel.
And how's she
trouble
going?
Free.
Trouble free.
No arguments, no bickering, no point of finger.
That sounds like a quid pro quo. That sounds like
What's
a.
That?
But you
no
seem
idea.
A pretty cruisy win, guy. Win. You're very easy to get along with, and we have really enjoyed your company
easy to
this
get
year.
Along with.
Yeah, I get
sure.
that.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to thank any of your Erebus
most?
I've got heaps of sponsors to thank.
Let's
but
do
I'll
it.
Be here all day.
Rippers.
Obviously,
also, your Penrite Oil.
And Penrite Oil been fantastic for
CRC.
And your beautiful
CRC,
manager.
My beautiful manager.
Yeah.
Who's your manager?
John Ruggiero.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny's awesome.
Yeah.
I've got heaps of people to thank.
Who's the team boss, the woman who always brings you up and says, don't wear thongs.
Erebus Motorsport, you know. I love everyone part of that team. Like I'd bleed. We say at Erebus, bleed in, bleed out. So once you're in,
and
if you leave, we're taking your life.
you have signed a monster deal So yeah, you're going to be there for a while. So
I'm going to be stuck there for a bit, whether I like it or not.
Ryko filters.
Yeah, Ryko been great to us. I think hopefully they're going to stay on next year. I've got my own personal sponsorship as well. I've got Apex Steel, Hungry Jacks. They've been fantastic to myself.
Well, we'll put all your sponsors actually on our Facebook page because there's too many to mention, which is a very good sign.
A word to Hungry Jacks about their Rebel Burger.
You don't like?
Well, no, I'm not a fan.
Have you tried?
You can't dress as something. You can't dress plant up as...
Oh, well, why don't you just get onto the stock exchange and invest in plant-based meat and you might make a bit of money.
Mate, you've got some power and some pull there. Have a chat to them.
I don't understand all that stuff. If they're going to call it like a burger, it has to be meat, doesn't it?
It has to be meat.
Hey, Dave Reynolds,
0% vegan,
we have loved having you on. Mate, thank you so much. Nice.
Mate, I've got your slab of Brick Lane.
Oh, really?
So have you can get stuck into that right now.
And Below the Bonnet podcast as well, which is out, which you won a couple of awards for recently.
Yeah, Below the Bonnet. Give us a listen. The last one, my very last episode, I got semi-shit-faced on it and tried to speak some words. So
twice you've said that.
I don't know how it come across, but just everyone seems to like it.
I'll be listening.
Yeah, cool.
Dave Reynolds,
thanks.
Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, Pia Miranda coming up. Yes. Can't wait to talk
Excellent.
To her. Adam
Me
Rosenbach's
too.
Minutes away. Before we get there, though, more requests. It's a request show, basically. All
yes,
the songs have been requested today.
Songs have been requested,
and
yeah.
And all the breaks have been requested. I've got one here.
What's that?
This is Nat Lofts on Facebook. He said, have you got time to play a bit of Dave being a tight ass?
I'm not a tight ass.
You Dave are a tight
not,
ass.
Dave won't like this at all.
There are several instances over the year where you demonstrated your ample ability to be a tight ass. Play it.
I have no idea what you're talking
play
about.
Play it.
That was my son's birthday.
What did you give yourself?
We got a Ferguson Player meat pie.
There you go.
You've had some chocolates here all week.
For the under-12s.
For your local footy club.
You checked the float because it should have been $50.
How much money was
there? There was $65 in the envelope.
So what did you do with
the I might have spent it for lunch. I'll put a stack in, though.
Another your birthday. Wife's birthday.
It was.
Where did you go for dinner?
She cooked dinner.
Hello, Lenny.
Oh, what a tight ass.
Lenny, I am not, mate. I'm not a tight ass.
You got nothing.
What do you mean? I bought a washing machine on the way. What's so weird about that?
Is that a birthday present for your wife?
Well, she did complain that when she was doing the washing on the weekend.
Dave. They pay you here, don't they? You're on a good wicket.
I got a parking ticket today, the Getz, at the front of my house.
We might have set up a bit of a GoFundMe.
We have to help pay Dave's $95. Parking fine. You're getting uncomfortable here, Dave.
Not a tight ass.
No,
because that's offensive by saying that.
Hey,
I'm not a tight ass.
That's fair enough.
You settle down.
That's fair enough.
A bit defensive.
Kind of when you sort of hear it on the air, like it might sound a little.
You can see how people
more
could presume
your direction.
Not, you're not a tight ass. You're practical.
But I've got a message here from Andy Godfrey, Mick. And I agree with Andy. He suggested that you're very rude to me.
Oh.
And I come in here each day and
I'll defend myself.
Very rude.
No.
I
we're professionals.
Actually,
here.
I think you are.
Yeah.
What has he got?
Yeah, have a listen to this.
A request.
You are listening to. Excuse me. You are listening to Kennedy. I'm getting emotional.
What a job.
Spatula.
What a job. Back announce.
Come on.
Back announce a song and you can't even do it.
You're on a seafood diet. You see food and you eat it.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Dad.
Is that cutting edge material?
That's
really, I've got nothing from you today. Have you really learned a lot about people, don't you, when you're under pressure and how their attitudes are? I got swooped by a bird today.
Will you wait?
Oh, shut up, Dave. Danny Sonny's eye.
Aviators, are they?
Shut up, Dave.
He's got some leather sandals.
Oh, yeah. Those ones.
Shut up, Dave.
So you'd better use them now anyway because you don't have a phone anymore.
Oh, get stuck.
Well, I do the cropping just so there's a hint of you there.
A little cheek.
Shut up, Dave.
Is there anything like Chinese checkers?
Shut up, Dave.
Pyrenees in Victoria at the Avoca Shire Turf Club, grapesofmirth.com.au.
Where can we see it next?
Yeah, so the Pyrenees in Victoria at the Avoca
next
Shire
week,
Turf
take
Club.
Take that tone out of your voice when I ask you the same question. Okay?
Apologies.
The yellow card, Dave. Yellow card. No. Shut up, Dave.
Well, I think case in point.
Taking it out of context.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, let's play a song. What are we doing?
Dave, I'm nice too. Right. Who do you like better?
Jane.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go the blood, Jane.
Yes. And by the way, our requesters all get petrol as well. You got $100 fuel card, thanks to United Petroleum.
Are you giving $100?
And you got free, you requested
well, you
that clip.
You don't hold the purse strings of the show. Don't have a heart attack.
Is a knob.
Okay. A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Our last hour for the year. This is it, people. Gather around the wireless and get all teary. This is going to have to get you through Christmas.
Well, why am I so
perky?
I'm really happy. I'm not going to cry at all anymore.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Okay.
You'll be back. Trust me.
Really?
Hey, Pia Miranda's coming on. She's talking about the third series. She's top chick.
She won Survivor.
Third series of the new show, Mustangs,
is
out. Yeah, I want to tell you all about it.
Yeah.
Do I look like a reality nerd?
No.
Who's the Bachelor?
Who's the Bachelor?
Who's the Bachelor?
Matt Agnew.
Agnew, that's right. He's available, girls.
He is available.
Hey, we're going to take some more requests, obviously,
and then
we're going to catch up, right away with this bloke.
Last time Adam Rosenbach's joined us, he'd just returned from a show assignment at the bull riding grand final in Townsville.
It was fantastic. What I loved about it, the outfits they wear. You know, they're wearing like dark denim, cowboy shirts, cowboy hats, all without irony. And I don't know how they do it, because it was mid-30s up there, and I'd be sweating like Prince Andrew can't. Like, I would just...
Please welcome back Adam Rosenbach's.
Hello, Rosie. Great to have you on the show.
Thank
you. It's a chance for us to thank you for
thank you.
All
We've
your
loved having you all year.
Over the year.
We come back next year.
I will come back. I went to far and away places. I went to Iraq this year. I went to the darts, and I've got to say the darts was a lot more dangerous. It's the most dangerous thing I've done.
We have had you on assignment.
You've
been to the bull rides. You've done a lot for us, so thank you very much. But you're not done yet, because immediately after the show tonight, you'll be travelling with me to the final instalment. Four towns, 4 days. Here we are in Melbourne, London Tavern, Ground Zero for the Brick Lane finish. Oh, the pub crawl. And you have volunteered to get up and do a little something.
Well, volunteered with... There's a couple of slabs coming my way. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a slab coming your way from the mighty Brick Lane, which is going off. It's your natural habitat. You perform in pubs all the time.
That's
you're very
true.
Good at it.
Thank you.
And you also work with Mick on the front bar.
Sorry?
You work with Mick on the front bar.
I do
too,
indeed. All the funny jokes.
So congratulations, you won an actor award. Mick took all the glory, but you were also behind.
Oh, did I tell you that? Yeah, we won an actor award.
I didn't even know we were nominated for that.
Oh, no, Mick likes to hide that stuff from
other people. I know, you just see a photo.
Yeah, I think I thanked everyone.
I don't think
Sam and who's the other guy?
Andy.
Andy.
Yeah,
that's right, Andy. I absolutely had a blank on
that's
stage.
That's ridiculous.
Did you really?
Did not.
Sam, obviously, and...
Andy, stop it.
Andy.
Stop it.
And that's all he got. He didn't even get the last name. Andy.
You know him.
Hey, I've carried him all his life, so that will be great. You know, stranger to pubs, you spend a bit of time. It's your natural habitat, like me.
Well, I do love a good local, and one of my favourite stories of having a local, were you trying to get in contact with Mick before he had the mobile phone? Because one of my favourite stories...
Oh, well, no, impossible.
You would have to call the pub. That's how much of a local you were at your one, that you would call the pub and be like...
Did you inherit that from Bill Hunter?
Well, very similar. I'll tell you this. I knew when I was too long when my mail started arriving. They actually...
At a pub?
At the London Tavern and the All Nations, at various times, a mail started arriving.
Sure, that's what every woman's looking for in a man.
That's what you want. I can go to my local and order like a parma from them. Like I'll ring them up and go and get it and take the plate home and then take the plate back to them.
Oh, hang on.
You know, like if I'm entertaining a lady or something and I want a nice...
Do you pretend that you've cooked it yourself?
Oh, they can see into the kitchen, so it's a little bit hard. I pretend to walk down the stairs behind the counter.
But I like that sort of bespoke, normal sort of...
It's great.
Know, very community-minded spirit.
Yeah. It's great. So the pub that I'm and next to, it's like 20 metres from my house, there's an old guy who runs it, this guy Gary, I'll call him for the sake of this story. And he, you know, he's always at the bar and he's always super friendly, he loves everyone who comes in. And so he usually goes to bed about 10 at night. And like any good pub, it has footy on one TV and the racing
Fantastic.
On the other one.
That's all you want.
It's all I have. So Gary goes to bed about 10 o'clock one night and everyone's just sitting in the bar having a beer. And then on the TV that had the racing on it, all of a sudden porn comes on.
Oh, dear.
And everyone's like, what the hell's going on? And Gary had forgotten when he went to bed that his Foxtel runs that TV. And so the waitress had to go bolting upstairs going, Gary, it's on the TV downstairs.
He was sprung.
Hey, that reminds me, what about the very first season of Front Bar? We were filming at the All Nations Hotel. Up in Richmond. And anyway, we were filming in the bar on location and it was pouring and water was streaming down all the walls inside of the pubs. Got into the electrics, bang, now there's a fire started. So it's completely damp, it's raining inside, there's a fire brewing, the fire trucks come, right, and we're worried because we've got $100,000 worth of equipment there. They come in and the fireman shows, all right, everybody, now I'm going to turn off the mains. All the electrics and all the TVs are going to go out. Okay, go. He hits the mains and all the TVs are still on. And the publican disappears because he's been stealing the cable from the joint next door.
Wow.
You should see the look on the fiery's face. Hang on. This doesn't make sense.
Where's this gas being tapped from?
All right, hey, but today we'll be at the London Tavern in Richmond.
Oh, well, that's a treat for everybody going
for
there.
For the Brick Lane party, it's going to be a ripping end. It could get out. It could spiral out of control. Who knows? Dave Reynolds is coming. You're going to be there. Yep. Can you hang around?
Love to. Dave, are you shouting anyone beers?
I'll be shouting. Look at you.
Sounds like everything's for free.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Adam Rosenbach is with us, of course, on his way down to Boot Home, the greatest pub crawl in history of the world. When did I leave town?
It feels like months ago.
It's Monday.
I feel like I've been... I don't know.
Like I haven't seen you since.
Down the back end of the plane, were you?
Oh, no.
Like driving.
As if. Do you think this man...
Where are you going after the show today, Jane?
I'm going to London.
Down the back end of the plane, are you, Jane?
Okay, just answer me this. Is it private jet?
VJ.
Who flies to London from Australia on a private jet, you idiot? You can't even get there one stint. You don't know nothing about aviation.
Oh, no, nothing about private jets. So it's at least two sets of crews, is it, Joan, to get a private jet over?
There's stopovers on the way.
Amelia Earhart over here is going to fly her own plane.
Yeah, the Bahamas.
If I could, I would.
Hey, we've got another request. I don't have the details as to who it is. Oh, here it is. Paulie Basil. And Duncan Thompson, they sound like idiots. Paulie Basil.
Sorry, can you just rewind? Just read it properly like a normal person. Stop it. Yeah. Just read it properly.
It's easy. Paulie Basil and Duncan Thomas on Instagram want us to see your campaign or our campaign to get you on the Today Show.
So
do you remember?
It's not my campaign. I support...
You white-handed those girls.
I did everything you could.
And got your own way in
there. There's no sisterhood attached to it.
Shut up, Dave.
You got us to put together a promotional campaign to get into the chair at Today.
Get stuffed.
Dear Channel 9 bigwigs, you need a Today Show host who is fearless in the face of her enemies.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
Someone unfiltered and raw.
Do you know what? I had a good pork this week.
Jeez. And someone who isn't afraid to say it how it is.
This is,
Jane Kennedy brings a fresh face to women's issues.
Girls do the wahoo. Chicka chicka.
Do the
wahoo. Clickety click.
And a sympathetic ear to men's issues.
I feel sorry for micropenises.
Unlike former hosts, she knows how to hide her on-set drinking.
I would smuggle it in a secret way, only women know how.
And she knows how to give the ratings that bit of a boost.
I sat on my phone. It was vibrating underneath me.
This show's
just might happened. Do it again.
She'll be great at celebrity interviews.
David and Taylor, I would like to you guys.
She's the whiz.
Seriously, the only other person I was Alice Cooper.
I never said that.
She speaks multiple languages. And has interesting hobbies.
I was a philatelist.
Plus, she'll fix anything that's broken on the set.
Tradie Janie's been doing some unbelievable handiwork.
She can fill in last minute when the musical guest cancels.
There's no one as lovely in the world.
And who doesn't love having a dog as big as a horse on the set?
Hey, I want to clown someone. Oh, sorry.
So surely you're convinced by now. But if not, Jane is willing to go the extra mile to score this gig.
Who am I sleeping with? Do I have to get on all fours?
Let's all wake up with Jane.
You dickheads.
I've got KVK. You KVK and all the gold get stuffed up.
Was that wishing everyone a Merry Christmas?
Yes, it was.
Can I say something?
What?
You've really been a great contributor. Even like you've seen a bit and you've worked in pubs, but that was pretty potty mouthed, wasn't it?
It was very blue.
No, well, I feel proud of that because I feel
young
that's
girls
what
look up to you.
No, they don't. No young girl looks up to me. No old girl
Not
looks
anymore.
Up to me.
Yeah.
No. I like that because that's our Triple M audience and I've had great fun with everyone who listens to Triple M all year. Sorry if I got a little bit blue. But I do work with Mick Malloy. Can you blame me?
Hey, that was it. Are you in? Because we know there's big changes afoot.
Am I in?
You and Carl next year. Today?
Stefanovic Kennedy.
Stefanovic.
I can't say anymore.
I could be out. All right. Let's go to a break and we'll come back and play some more after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This
is Kennedy Malloy.
The great Pia Miranda is in the building and she's going to join us in about five minutes from now.
Exciting show going into its third studio. Mustangs, we'll get to the bottom of that.
Love
we didn't say goodbye to you, Rosie.
Well, you didn't say goodbye to Rosie.
Yeah, well, you didn't on air. But we want to, again, thank you for everything you've done this year. I'm going to see you down at the London Tavern.
Can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. And can I request one
yes,
bit before I head off?
Absolutely. Be great.
I would love to hear the bit where Jane...
Oh, no. What?
You got stuck in the toilet.
Oh, well...
Oh, no, this is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened in my life.
Can we play just so you explaining what happened?
Just a snippet.
Just please, just one bit explaining.
Come on.
For me.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jane.
Stuck in the toilet door.
Here it is.
I went to the toilet on Friday half naked because I was going to change. So I was in my bra. My pants were down around my ankles. And the door burst open and...
It's like the start of a Stephen King novel.
Yeah, a very striking South Sudanese security guard, Faris, walked in on me. Shut the door, dude.
Nothing he saw in his homeland was as terrifying. it was one of the big moments.
I thought maybe he would have been so traumatised that he would have moved on, but no.
No, he's still here.
Faris is here every day. He goes, hey, Kennedy, how's it going? And I'm going...
But the look in his eyes.
Holy...
But the detail I love, and because I know that bathroom, is the door, when it's opened, you cannot just shut it.
It doesn't
it's
close
like
fast.
On an airlock. So
slow motion.
He's seen that, and he's virtually got one foot up against the wall trying to get the door shut.
Trying to slam it on his head.
And it just won't
And
go.
I was on my phone as well.
Oh, Jane.
I was on my phone on the toilet, and I never do that because I had to get an Uber. I don't ever do that. It was just the horrible horrors.
Every time I speak to Jane on the phone now, I go, are you?
Have you shut the door? Have you put the lock on?
Rosie, I'll see you down there. We're going to have a load of fun at the Brick Lane.
You got it.
Last drinks.
All right.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Our next guest, Pia Miranda, burst onto our screens 20 years back in the Australian classic Looking for Ella Brandy.
Oh, in case you're wondering, this is Tomato Day, or as I like to refer to it, National Wog Day.
This year she was Queen of the Jungle on Survivor, scoring every jury vote.
Winner of Australian Survivor...
Here. And she's back on our TVs in the final season of ABC Me's Mustangs FC.
Don't give up on the Mustangs. Or yourself.
Please welcome to the show, Pia Miranda.
Oh. Well, we're very lucky to have you here.
Lucky to get you. It's been a massive year for you.
Thanks for having me.
We'd like to save you for the final show.
That's
right.
I feel like I'm stalking you because have you been paying attention? I was there hanging around asking you questions and asking about Survivor and now again today. Thank you for coming on.
Can we quickly talk about Survivor? Yeah. Because that is a show that people are so obsessed with.
I forgot it was still running until this season, which blew up.
It's the original great show that was invented. It's clever. It's intriguing.
It's the first one. It was the original.
It really is.
The original reality show, pretty much.
And I guess everybody was seeing as you're an actor, people going, oh, wow, she's really smart and an actor. Pia, you played a very strategic game.
Thank you. I mean, look, I'm one of those massive nerdy super fans.
I love that.
Like 40 seasons, 20 years of it, sat on the couch with my red wine saying to my husband, I could totally win that bag.
And what did your husband say when it became reality that it was... Holy hell, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to say goodbye to my kids and my husband. What was the decision like?
It was pretty bad. Like when they asked me, it was so weird because it was like one of my not lifelong dreams, but it was a really massive dream.
Because you knew you could play it well.
I kind of just knew what to do. I felt like I knew what to do. But then the reality of it, like the Australian one has really bad challenges. Like they're really bad.
So you're pretty, like you seem to me to be super fit.
Yeah, but then I turned up and I was like with all these athletes and I had nothing to, there was a lot of athletes on my tribe and I was sort of like, oh, I'm from a kind of drama camp kind of vibe. I thought we were just going to like sit around and sing show kumbaya. Tunes and cry about our childhoods. And it was more like, let's sit around and talk about our achievements.
Well, strategy was everything and you won the show. And as an actress who has been in so many fabulous shows and you're a wonderful actress, what's the difference between being a reality show winner and doing what your normal job is?
I mean, being a reality show winner is actually harder because, you know, there's no catering, firstly. That was
damn
tough.
Business conditions.
Yeah, I mean, it was tougher and I think you're sort of more exposed, you know, like... certainly playing Survivor is not a neat thing to do. So.
Well, well done to you, and thank congratulations. You. I look forward to my reality debut on Turkey Slap the Stars. I think it's going to be
you're in a great
fantastic.
New show that's come up, and I've this is the third
well, it's
season
the third
now.
Third season.
It's a wonderful show on ABC Me.
Can you explain it to
Mustangs
there'll
FC,
be,
it's
there'll
called.
Be people out there who wouldn't have seen this before to our audience. So I mean, explain it. It's a fantastic football club that involves girls.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's about a teenage soccer team who really get kicked out of the mixed league because they get too old, and so they try and start their own team, and it's just about the ups and downs of a group of young teenage girls growing up, trying to stay interested in sport. Sometimes they're getting distracted. And it's season three, and it's really one of those amazing shows that's really positive.
And do you play one of the teenage girls? Because you could. You look like a teenage girl. You could pass for one of those girls.
And I believe you're playing a mum, which is nutty. But it's true, because you could play the mum, and your mother to Jen.
To Marnie.
Yeah, to Marnie.
This is really timely. It's so big. Women's sports, and girls' sports in particular, is just gone bonkers. And rightly so. And I've just come from Brisbane, and there's a huge furore up there at the moment about the young AFL girls competition not being properly subscribed or supported. And it's great that the whole community now seems to identify that this is as important as young boys getting
out and kicking
a ball around a paddock. What's the entertainment? Where's the entertainment? So it's the tribulations of a team. Is it the interaction between the girls? It's funny.
It's very funny.
That always helps with me.
We hit on some deep stuff, but it's really funny, and it's really good. Like, there are a lot of girls out there who are so into sport. There's not that many shows for girls to watch.
It's aspirational in a way too, and also ABC Me. And the ABC does fantastic shows for teenagers and young people.
Absolutely.
They really work it well. The scripts are great.
Can I be in it? Can I be like a grumpy dad or something?
You'd be like
don't you, Rosemary,
you'd be the grumpy
Rosemary,
coach.
You can't play football.
The grumpy coach. Rosemary,
I bought you a pony last year. Now let's go to an equestrian event. That'll be my character, okay?
It's a celebration, and it's something that's been a long time coming, and it's a show for young women to celebrate their aspirations for sport, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. And we are talking about one of the great actors in our country. Yeah. No, you are.
Arguably.
You've been plying your trade for a while now, and you do it well. You're so watchable.
Yeah, it's testament to you too, because people continue to love working with you, and that's also a great sign.
Third season, Mustangs FC. So it launches on ABC Me app and iView, but it will be on telly in January.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
And what's the thrust of the third series?
I mean, the girls are getting older, so definitely it's sort of
different issues.
There's
like
different
that.
Issues, especially between my daughter and I. It's about in the show. It's about sort of mum's role of like letting go, but still trying to hold on to that childhood thing.
I might start crying now.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good stuff in there. For my character, just really trying to work out how to negotiate this new relationship. So all that stuff's really cool.
How do you juggle having kids and doing the acting thing? Do you mind if I ask? Because I do ask women that. And I don't think it's intrusive, because it's a different thing.
Help. I mean, people just, parents,
everyone
friends,
digs in. Everyone, grandparents.
Everyone kind of.
Jane's got a household staff of nine. It's like Downton Abbey at her house.
Sure.
She's got three gardeners.
And everyone's like, get an au pair. I'm like, I don't have a spare room. She can sleep with me.
Thank you, Pierre. We look forward to seeing the third and final season of Mustangs FC on ABC Me App and iView.
Thank you.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is all thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range. Thanks, Holden.
Oh, my
thanks
God, what's
Colorado.
Going on?
Colorado.
I'm getting a bit emotional because it's the
last
one.
I know, you're choked up.
I am choked up, Jane.
You are amateur.
Because I love Holden
and
I love Colorado.
You're choked up because of the 7 years free scheduled servicing available. And also, it's tough. It's trusted
it
and proven.
Can't believe it's our last Colorado.
8 weeks we've been talking about.
8 weeks. It's been a great meeting
journey.
Giants.
Yeah. And I'm glad to see that we finished with a wonderful woman who actually is a Colorado owner.
Marie's on the line. Marie. When did you get it?
Well, it's actually not mine. It's my husband's.
Oh, no, your husband's, it's yours.
That's right. It's your joint Colorado. And when did he get it?
He's had it for 9 months.
Okay.
And is it a game changer? Is it a life changer? Has it changed your relationship? Has it reinvigorated your love for him?
Well, it was not really my love for him. It was, love with the girls' trip. So that was
You went on a girls' trip in the Colorado, Marie?
Yes.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, talk me through this.
Where did you go?
So we went from here to the Flinders Ranges across the Oodnadatta track to Alice Springs.
Yes.
Wow. Were you driving?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Mate.
How many girls?
Three.
Well, and what do you got in the back?
The Esky.
Marie, well done.
This sounds great.
Hey, Marie, where did you get into trouble most? Where was the most fun and everybody got, you know, ridiculous?
We didn't. We were pretty sensible, actually. Yeah. The Colorado didn't miss a beat. We had one night we were a bit worried about when we turned up, the creepy owner looked at us and went, three women.
Oh, you had to make a fast getaway?
And then he's seen the Colorado.
And he's gone, hey, I'm backing off.
I'm out of my league here.
Mm. Well, we actually thought it was a scene from Wolf Creek, and we thought, let's risk it. So we stayed and we survived.
You survived. Not only did you survive, you and the girls went away on a trip that you'll be able to talk about.
And you did 5,500 k's in 2 weeks.
Tell us, it was like your African queen had got you to the desert and back again with your girls. Do you know what? I love these stories.
Thank you, Marie.
Every day we've had a different story, a different holiday.
It's been so interesting to hear about, and all around Australia.
Adventure.
And we want to say thank you to Holden, Colorado.
Fuel voucher for Marie. $100 worth of fuel thanks to United Petroleum coming your way.
Thank you so much, too.
Yes, well done, Holden, Colorado.
For sponsoring us.
We've enjoyed the association. Yes. And we think we've unearthed some great stories.
So good.
And it's great to know. You all see the ads and you all see how beautiful the machinery
is. This is the reality,
isn't it?
But
the adventures and the stories 100%. Contained within each and every one of those brilliant automotive vehicles is totally unique. Well done.
We have got one more break of our show for the year. Mick.
I'm getting teary now.
Well, you are tearing up.
And you're going to thank everyone on the team. I can't wait. It's going to be
all right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey guys, we're out of here. We've got to go. I just wanted to thank Matty Dow. We wanted to get him in here, but he's too big a baby. He's an absolutely big baby.
He's low key and not hello. I'm here, everyone. Can I just thank on behalf of Mick and I, I'll be the grown up round here. Thank you, Jay and Kim.
Who?
Dangerous Dave, of course. Thank you so much for the year. Whitney, James, and Jill. Thank you for your support. Marshy, Maddie and Ethan, thank you very much for the year. And all the supportive, truly supportive staff of Triple M.
You're going to say something nice about me now.
I haven't got to that bit. All the supportive staff of Triple M right around the country and the regional stations around Australia.
We have so enjoyed
coming into you from all over this big brown, red, smoky
the people
land.
Who listen to this show, we thank you.
And now you think I have to thank you. Is
you
that
say
right?
something nice.
I'm struggling.
Say, Mickey, little Mickey. Mickey.
No, you really have to say something nice about me.
Yeah, you're okay.
Ready, set, go.
All right.
No, come on.
Good luck in whatever you choose to do.
Where's my present?
I got you a present.
I bought it. It was a T-shirt that said Rosé. I bought it myself, everyone.
I could have done that.
Mixed pub shout tonight, thanks to Brick Lane.
Have
it's going to be
everyone.
Massive.
See you.
Well done, everyone.
Talk
We're coming
to 2020. Back. Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit holden.com for more details.